there are many reasons why someone turns to consuming or creating poetry. For our next guest, the natural world and the Midwest have been enduring sources of inspiration and motivation to write. Janet Ruth Heller is president of the Michigan College English Association. She previously served as president of the Society for the Study of Midwestern Literature and spent decades teaching writing courses and women's studies at numerous higher education institutions. She's an author and playwright and a Wisconsin native. Her fourth and latest book of poetry is called Nature's Olympics. Janet, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very glad to be here.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. And I want to start by just asking about, and it's a personal question, because sometimes I look at my writing from just a few years ago and I embarrass myself and nobody else needs to even see it. But your new volume of poetry contains works that go back to when you were an undergrad. Why did you want to collect these works that take place over such a span of time?
Well, I'm a big saver. So I've saved all of my work since high school. And while I think I've become a better writer over the years, but I've gone back to some of my earlier work and it surprises me. I mean, there are really some good images. I started writing haiku poems in high school when I was in Milwaukee, and I continued when I was a student at University of Wisconsin-Madison and a graduate student there. And one of the poems I'm going to read you today, I wrote when I was a graduate student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I revised it a little bit, but it's basically the same poem that I wrote when I was in my 20s.
All right, well, let's not hold back then. Please, Janet Ruth Heller, bring us one of those poems.
Okay, it's called Snow Poem. Languid flakes cover familiar images, bringing me metaphors in crystalline form. Trees resemble giant white flowers. Among their branches, light plays hide and seek. Fog bites off the heads of distant buildings like a hungry dragon. Snow arches over windows and doors, sketching bushy eyebrows and mustaches. Cars huddle like moles, blinded by the storm. Bicycles become cubist statues. Like a witch, I hoard all the images for my winter brew.
Janet Ruth Heller with her poem, Snow Poem, from her new book of poetry, Nature's Olympics. Janet, the imagery is undoubted. You can't deny it. But it also harkens back to the Midwest and the changing of the seasons, which your book of poetry has chapters for all seasons. How is that nature and the main theme of these poems? How have your views on the natural world changed over these times?
I don't think my views have changed all that much. I've always found nature a source of comfort and fascination. My dad would take me for walks when I was a little kid, and he'd say, you know, this is an oak tree, and that's a deer, and that's a squirrel. And he really gave me his love of nature. And that has lasted my whole life. I'm 72 now. So I think there's been very little change. I think my love of nature has just deepened. And as I've gotten older, I've done research about different birds and animals and plants. So I certainly know more than I used to when I was a toddler and first started taking walks with my dad.
And has the pandemic defined or redefined what reading and writing poetry does for you?
Well, nature has certainly been a comfort during the pandemic. And in the early days of the pandemic, when we couldn't go to many public places, I would take walks outdoors, and the natural world seemed to be ignoring the pandemic. And it was sort of amusing and comforting, and sort of a source of stability at a time of trauma.
That the natural world in some ways became a natural escape for the pressing feeling of the pandemic that was surrounding us.
Yes, and when I would take walks, I would encounter other people. There are trails near me for bicyclists and hikers, and I would run into many people on the trail and say hi, and I make some new friends, and it's very pleasant.
Janet Ruth Heller, what recommendations would you make for other people to get into reading or writing poems?
I think it's a good idea to write as often as possible. Many writers, including me, keep a journal, and that way you can write about your ideas each day. And I use many of the details from my journals in my poems. In general, writing as often as possible is a good idea. And also, I'm involved in a writer's group that meets every month, and it motivates me to make sure that I have something written for the group. And I think that's good. And I also get very good feedback from the other professional writers in the group. We all are published writers, and we give one another solid, constructive criticism. And I find that very useful. Many of the poems in Nature's Olympics I've revised with the help of my writers group.
And finally this afternoon, Janet Ruth Heller, if we could go out on a warm note and usher in some spring, would you be able to read something for us from your book's spring section?
Sure. This poem is called Disorientation, and it's about some animals we saw in our backyard. All June, a doe bounds into our yard at midday and stays for an hour. Have heavy rains confused her nocturnal clock? The doe devours violet leaves, beheads hosta, roses, lilies, and phlox. Why is she so hungry? Why does she tarry here? Then one afternoon, she gallops across our lawn, and trotting behind her, a tiny fawn.
Janet, thank you so much for sharing your poetry and words with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It was great.
Like a witch, I hoard all the images for my winter brew. Janet Ruth Heller is president of the Michigan College English Association. She's talked with us today about her most recent book of poems, Nature's Olympics.